London bar, and I was pissed, debating which great metropolis sat at the top of the list, because their votes for Tokyo, New York, Berlin, and Rome. They eulogized Paris and thought me embarrassed to speak of my humble home. But then I stood my ground. I said, you call it down under, in fact, it's the other way round. I make my claim for Melbourne, I will not be denied. Your cities are sweet, but they'll never compete with the seat of my civic pride. It's just so livable, so hard to dismiss. Yes, you can travel around, but you won't find a town as tolerable as this. It's so acceptable, yes, it's perfectly fine. So I'm glad to invite you to stomach the sight of this adequate city of mine. I could tell they thought my claim was overstated and my case was doomed to failure. They thought I'd set the bar a little higher than my city was worth. But Eureka is the second highest residential tower in Australia. And the Melbourne Cricket Ground has got the highest lighting fixtures for a sporting venue. So they came from overseas. They came with backpacks and bum bags and God knows what foreign disease. And when they saw this mighty cosmopolitan land, they took back their last thoughts and tore up their passports and said, now we understand. It's just so livable, it's perfectly clear. We could try to compare, but there isn't a there as habitable as here. It's unobjectionable, satisfactory all round. And any skeptical guest would be just as impressed with your thoroughly bearable town. Gary and Sally lived up in the Mallee, a couple of K's out of Nia, breaking their backs with the plough and the axe from the drought and the heat of that shire. Toughened and tanned from the work of the land, and they couldn't abandon the dream. But late on a Saturday night, shaking a fist at the stars so bright, Gary would shout till you thought he might explode. Sally, there must be more. What in the hell are we waiting for? We got a brand new life in store on White Horse Road. Somewhere out near the basin and live as a queen and a king should. Hook up to Foxtel and look at our stocks well and head into Knox for supplies. But late on a Saturday night, if we should feel that the time is right, if we believe we deserve our light alone, Sally will lose control, cough up a piece of the Eastling tone. To the city, rock and roll from White Horse Road.
It's just so livable. We couldn't compare. And it's perfectly clear that there isn't a year as habitable as there.
It's unobjectionable, satisfactory all around. So we'll trade in the form for the moderate charm of your thorough.